Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you this day, for the Lord God is holy. And that just is just a sweet, sweet spirit in this place over the airwaves, Lord. And we know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you for enabling us to get together this morning in our right minds. Father, we thank you that you had your angels encamped around about us, Lord, and you kept us as we slept. Father, we thank you for the co-founders of this call, the master's call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. T.K. Roberts-Patton. Father, we thank you for the mandate and for their obedience to you in founding, and not only founding the call, but in keeping it going, oh God. Father, will you just bless them in a mighty way? Father, will you just shower them with your love and your mercy and your guidance and your wisdom and favor? Oh God, order their footsteps. Continue to bless Dr. PK's health, oh God, and continue, oh God, that whatever they touch prospers therein. Continue to be with Dr. Vanessa and Mother Josie, Lord, and the entire family, Lord God. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has come together at this buffet table for spiritual breakfast this morning. Oh, and I just know we're going to be fed well. We're going to say, like my uncle used to say, I've dined sufficiently. Father, so we ask that you bless the speaker. Father, I know that you have downloaded a word in her, Lord God, that we need to hear. Father, bless her going out and her coming in. Father, we thank and praise you that you have the Spirit of the Lord is all over her and her family. God, guide her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to shower her with your favor and your love. We bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus, for he nor any of his cohorts have any place on this call. And we thank you, Lord, that this call is covered by your blood. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, the name that never, ever, ever, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. God bless you, and host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, our prayer general. God bless you.
God bless you. So appreciate you, and thank you for allowing God to use you in a powerful prayer this morning, as well as tagging our day, the Lord God is Holy Thursday. Glory to God, glory to God. He is holy. And I want to say thank you, Minister Tiffany, always waking up, rising up out there on that West Coast, allowing God to anoint you with praise and worship. Holy, holy, holy. Our Lord God Almighty, he is holy. Praise the Lord. Thank you for allowing God to use you this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. We are so thankful that God has brought us here another day, another season, another time, another hour. Hallelujah. This is Thursday morning, and I am Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And let me just share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 with our dynamic, fantastic, super fantastic, and awesome women of God who said yes to the master. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful to God that they said yes to the master. Yes, and with that, they stood on the word of God, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I'm telling you, if you're not a believer, once you get on this call, you definitely will become one. So we're thankful to God for that. We definitely have a website that you can go to any time of the day, the hour, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you will notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And if you are on the moderator line, please star 6. We appreciate that. so we won't hear the background noise. Now, we have a theme this year. It is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, Individually and Collectively, Will Clearly Be Seen. I want to say that one more time as we are about to close out 2019, but guess what? It's going to carry us into 2020 with a new one. In 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, Individually and Collectively, Will Clearly Be Seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, you can do so by greeting, you can host, or you can share a word from the Lord, and we're definitely encouraging you to do so, because you definitely want to allow God to use you where He has anointed you, okay? So you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, as well as your prayer requests and praise reports. You want to send those, you can send them to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal company called Artists International. Is a company that was established by the Diaz de Leon family, well over 30 years, and we are so thankful to God that we came together and became a part of this great company. And it is now Artist Life, and we are so thankful that we truly, truly have some outstanding health and wellness products. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will definitely be happy to share with you. And today, by the way, is Testimonial Thursday. Testimonial Thursday on the MMC call. The MMC call, which is our morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, you will hear some great testimonies about these awesome products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And being Testimonial Thursday, our host today will be Manager Claudette Brown. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we are ready to hear what God has to say to us. And I tell you, He definitely has, without a doubt, we believe, has prepared this woman of God to share with us, because every time she comes to the platform, she brings a powerful message. And I'm talking about our very own Pastor Candy Delano Wilson. This wonderful woman of God has had many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about her. But her full bio definitely includes professional, social, and civic accolades. However, the things that she feels that's most important, and it is to walk with the Lord, to hear the Lord, and to proclaim the Lord in her life. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, and she is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. This is Pastor Candy who says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and faith in His word, we can all live above the storms that come in life. Personal experience, she knows that there have been many times when the storms, the hurricanes, and the tsunamis of life would have swept her away. But for God, seeing her through, she knows that she is victorious. Hallelujah. It is my pleasure, and it is a blessing to introduce to some, present to others, our very own speaker for today, Pastor Candy Delano Wilson. Are you there, Pastor Candy?
I am here. Praise God. Praise God. Every time I hear you talk about the tsunamis and the storms of my life, it just takes me back and it brings tears to my eyes. Oh, good morning, family. my TNC family. It's so good to be before you again this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Willis. Willa? I almost said Willison. Peterson. Oh, gosh. My best is you are the best. Thank you so much for so graciously greeting our callers and getting us started with that opening prayer. You know, you have that calm about you that just makes everybody feel so at ease. Thank you, Brenda, Minister Brenda. I'm always blessed when you not only host the call, but when you are the guest speaker as well. You have such an anointing on your life. Thank you, Doctors Vanessa and PK, for your unyielding commitment to this call. You two ladies make a difference in so, so many lives. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, our songbird. So, so, so beautiful worship. So, so, such a beautiful voice. And our worship this morning, as always, establishes the atmosphere to receive God's word. Thank you, callers, for dialing in this morning. We welcome you and we love you. Let's pray. Daddy God, I come this morning just to glorify your name. I pray, O God, that you speak through me as I give voice to your word. I submit to your will, to your word, and to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, saints, this is part two of a three-part series. The coulds and the could nots. My title today is Help My Unbelief. Last time I spoke, I talked about the father who had taken his mute son to the nine disciples that were not with Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration, and they could not heal the mute son. When the nine that could not heal the son got along with Jesus, they asked Jesus, why couldn't they heal the son? And Jesus told them, this kind only comes by prayer and fasting. We also discussed the father and his unbelief. We said that it is very plausible that this father had come to the end of himself. It is also very plausible that even though the father exposes his lack of faith, he represents somebody on the line this morning who has gone and taken your situation, your problem, your circumstance to a multitude of people, saints, people, trying to get help. You've gone here and you've gone there. And sometimes you get to a place where you start to lose hope. You start to wonder if this thing is really going to turn around for you. Sometimes the Lord will just let a thing happen to give you a revelation. He won't make it stop because there is a lesson in it. Jesus asked the Father, how long has the boy been doing that? The father answered, since he was a child. In other words, too long. I believe somebody on the line today would answer the question, how long have you been dealing with this? You too would say, too long. How long have you been struggling with that? Too long. How long have you had this condition? Too long. How long have you had this tension in your marriage? Too long. Too long. Too long. The good thing about God is that he knows when you have come to the end of yourself. And God shows up just at the right time, because man's extremity is God's opportunity. I'm going to say that again. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. Watch this. You've got to see this dichotomy. The boy is acting out. He is acting out. I want you to get in your spirit. What is acting out in your life? I want you to get in your spirit. What won't come into alignment? Think about it. I want you to get into your spirit that with which you are fed up. And I want you to hear what Jesus said to the man as he watches this. He's watching it in the natural, in real time. He's looking at it, and Jesus said, you know, all things are possible to those that believe. While he is looking at it, you know, all things are possible to those that believe. While he is watching it go from bad to worse, he says, you know, all things are possible to those that believe. When you've gotten that job rejection, all things are possible to those that believe. When you just lost your job, you know, all things are possible to those that believe. When a relationship, a marriage, has gone sour, you know, all things are possible to those that believe. When you got a bad medical diagnosis, all things are possible to those that believe. When your child is rebellious, when a loved one is addicted, you know all things are possible to those that believe. My topic today is help my unbelief. Because God will always challenge you not to look at your situation in the natural, but look at your situation in the spirit. Look at it through the lenses of God. Look at it as though God is looking at it. When you look at it in the spirit, you're not looking at the problem, saints. Instead, glory be to God, you are looking at the potential, because you know God is going to do something to turn it around. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, all things are possible to those that believe. I have a plaque hanging on the wall that says, don't look at the bigness of your need. Look at the bigness of your God. Your circumstances are hindrances to seeing my abilities. If you keep your eyes on your circumstances, the devil will use your circumstances to defeat you and accuse the Word of God, the written and living Word. Your victory is in keeping your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He has promised to take you step by step by step. Not all at once, but step by step. And each step you take will be a miracle. Saints, every time I look at it and read it, it just blesses my soul. Glory, hallelujah. It charges my faith. The Father says this, Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Listen, this is a check myself moment. I have been there. I believe we all have. We say, I really do believe, Lord, but when I go back and look at what I'm looking at, I just need a little help with my unbelief. Because I've got more faith in my doubt than I got faith in my faith. We say, Lord, if you knew what I was looking at, as though he isn't. If you knew how bad it's getting, if you knew how much this is draining me, how hard it is, how tired I'm getting, I need you to help my unbelief. Lord, you know I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe, but Lord, I got a little doubt in my life. I need you to help my unbelief. Who am I talking to up in here this morning? Now you must see this. The Father says to Jesus, I brought to you my son with a mute spirit. You see, once doubt is addressed, deliverance can take place. Pastor Warren Wiersbe says, nothing paralyzes our lives like the attitude that things can never change. We need to remind ourselves that God can change things. That outlook determines outcome. And if we see only the problem, we will be defeated. But if we see possibility in the problem, we can have victory. When you ask God for something, you have to believe it is going to happen. You can't ask God for something and then sit up and doubt whether it's going to come to pass. God, I don't want to bother you, but I just know. I mean, you see, Lord, I just know, know, and know. If you go to God about something, you go boldly to the throne. You can't be wishy-washy about it. You don't sit up and wonder about it. I don't care what it looks like. I just believe and take God at his word. James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8 says, but let him who ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And I don't keep going back praying and worrying God about the same thing over and over and over, day after day after day, week after week. Pray, believe, expect, and confess it. Thank you, Jesus, for this. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Even though you are not seeing the manifestation of it yet, you start to thank him. Think about it. Your child comes to you and makes a request. You give your word. How do you feel when that child comes back again and again and again, asking the same thing over and over and over? You start to understand that the child does not have faith in your word. For some reason, they don't believe what you have told them. It's the same thing with God. What God is looking for now is a level of faith. You have got to have a level of unwavering faith, even in the face of your facts. You've got to say, I yet believe. Let people call you crazy for believing it, and the crowd will look at you and ask, has it happened yet? Did you call back yet? Did you get that call yet? Are you married yet? You healed yet? Hey, did you get that job yet? Is your child back yet? You see, the crowd will mess up your head if you let them. I don't have time to waste energy responding to that kind of mess, because you see, hear me now. If God told you something through his word, you better believe it. We don't have time to waste on the haters or the naysayers. All I know is that if God said it, I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know it is going to happen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Candy, for that on-time word this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction after a few more announcements and our prayer over our prayer requests. Let's pray. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Lord, we come before you thanking you, first of all, for us coming together and worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, for your spirit ruling and reigning within our hearts and our minds, Father God. We thank you for this woman of God who has poured so much into us, Lord God, by your spirit to tell us to help our unbelief. Lord, we know that you are there with us always, Father God, to help us in our unbelief. And we thank you, Father, for this message because you told us in your word, when we call on you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. So we are asking a special blessing on this woman of God. We're asking that you pour back virtues into her, O God, as she poured into us. We ask that you bless her going out and her coming in. We ask that you bless her family in its entirety, O God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in her life, Father God, as she progresses towards you, Lord God, and look to you, the author and finisher of her faith. We know, Father God, that you'll do more, the exceedingly abundantly, and more than we can ever ask or think, according to the power that's working in her, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for all those that are going through trying health challenges. Father God, we declare and decree this very day that they are healed by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, that you are healing Rebecca's mom and Uncle Douglas and, Harold, Robin's mom, dad, and Johnny and Jerry and Bart, Leslie, Pat Williams, and Uncle Herman, Lord God, Keisha, Rosalind's mom, and Mother Eleanor. We're calling them all before you, Father God. We're saying that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Father God, for comforting the bereaved families, Lord. We know there are so many more than we call before you, but we're asking a special blessing on Dee Lee's family, Lord God. They've had back-to-back homegoing ceremonies, Lord God, and we thank you for strengthening them, and Lord God, in all their ways, the Edwards family, the Lopez family, Anna Wallace's family, Lord God. We thank you for the Quay family, the Clay family, the White family, Lord God, and even Mr. Haywood's family, Cynthia Cox family. Father God, we know that you are more than able to do the exceedingly by giving them the touch that they need, the comfort that they need, the strength that they need. And we know, Father God, as we call on you and decree and declare that they are whole in you, Father God, they're looking to you, the author and the finisher of their faith, because we know to be absent from the body is to be present with you. We glorify you, Father God, for all those that are on this call. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen them this day in this hour. Father God, we thank you. You told us in your word that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So we thank you for your anointing, for your power, for your resurrection power ruling and reigning within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for artist life in its entirety. Strengthen the company, Father God. Bless those that are doing great and mighty works, Lord God, in this company. And we give your name praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listen, TMC family, I'll get my words together one of these days. Glory to God. Listen. We definitely love and appreciate you joining us today. We thank God for all that he's doing in our lives. And we do have the morning motivational call with Testimonial Thursday. Hosting who will be our great host is Manager Claudette Brown. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And this playback for this call of this great message, Help My Unbelief, is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677#. We're so thankful to God again for our a minstrel who came before us, just praising God in worship. Minister Tiffany, thanking God for you, and Minister Willa, thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And Pastor Candy, once again, thank you for another profound message from on high. Would you please come back and close us with the benediction?
Daddy God, as we leave this call, but never your presence, I pray that you will guide us, keep us, and protect us. I pray that we hear and see you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bye.